We continue to chat to the wonderful people here at the Westridge Leisure Centre, which just happens to house the Adult Learning Centre. And it's adult learning for the over 19s, courtesy of the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about what's available, stay tuned. We're chatting to Mark Cox in this hour, and also Hannah Ray as well. But first, let's chat to Claire Kay. This is Vectis Radio on location at the Adult Community Learning Centre in Westridge, Brading Road in Ryde. I've been having a very interesting off-air conversation with Claire, and we can't talk about any of it, Claire, but we do want to know about what you do.
Right, well, I'm a tutor here at the Adult Community Learning Centre at Westridge, and I teach a range of subjects from IT, so I do the International Computer Driving Licence, essential digital skills with my colleague Annette, who is my lead, and then I also do arts and crafts as well, so I've got quite a diverse skill set. So,
well, let's come to the arts and crafts in a minute, because IT is massive.
Yeah.
And you know, it's forever changing, and people, whether they like it or not, have got to get used to IT and the world that we live in now. And I say to old teachers that have been around for years that don't really want to get into YouTube and things like that, and I say to them, but the thing is, this is the future, and young people need to learn about how to be a YouTuber if they want, or anything else that is to do with IT. It's big business. So you must have seen some changes.
I've seen massive changes, and my IT experience goes back to the age of 8. My dad was one of the first scientists to help produce computers in this country.
Wow.
So I learned programming at the age of 8, and I've used computers on and off ever since, and I'm multi-skilled from the point of view that I use Apple computers as well as PCs, which are the Microsoft operating systems. So I teach how to use iPads, how to use Android tablets, phones, so all the different types of smartphones that we have nowadays, and then interlace that with a sort of general skill so that people can get back to work, which is really, really important.
It is fascinating when you talk about technology, because obviously the phones and so on, people need to use the phones. It's not like years ago where you would need to type out a CV and post it. Nowadays, you've got to have an email address, you've got to have a phone that can receive not just telephone calls, but emails and messages and so on, which is brilliant. I've got to be honest, don't take this the wrong way, but and this is what must be a lovely thing when you sit down with a load of people in a classroom, and you look like the sort of person that would say, can you help me with my computer? But you are far from that.
Yeah. I think I'm a little bit of sort of an oddity, to be honest, for my age. I'm 58, so I've used computers for years. I've taught myself a lot of my skills, but I've actually done loads of qualifications as well. So I'm not just somebody who sort of chooses a little bit of a computer to use. I will use the whole thing. So everything from doing Microsoft Office Word, spreadsheets, databases, and then I can also do things like producing posters, using Adobe, which is a sort of, how can I put it, that's sort of like the big boy of the graphics industry. So it's a really wide range of things, and I really enjoy it because it's a little bit different. And when we get learners coming in who are so terrified of computers, and that's one of the big things, if you're over 50, early 60s, most people haven't actually had a chance to use this technology, and they come in and they think, well, it's not for me, but actually it is, because you can find something that will interest you in that, and then you can go on and actually produce a video on YouTube, for example, yeah. or you can phone your mates in Australia. There's so much you can do with them. It's brilliant.
Opens up a new world, obviously, nowadays. And obviously, you're mixing all of that with the other side of the thing that you do, which is more artistic.
Yes, yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, art for me is a sort of therapy side. So I've got mental health problems, and because I was diagnosed with cancer at 40, art was my saviour. So I actually took up art again after years of not doing it. And I've just sort of gone on courses, learnt different skills. So I enjoy teaching mainly sort of textile arts, so things like felting, and you saw me needle felting earlier, which sort of terrified you.
I've only just plucked up the courage to come and talk to you, actually.
Yeah, those things, those actual barbs are really vicious and you don't want them through your fingers.
Yeah, right, I'll get the message.
when you produce sort of, unfortunately your listeners can't see this, but when you produce beautiful things out of a natural material and it's three-dimensional, it's tactile, and you can bash the hell out of it whilst you're doing it, you know, if you've had a frustrating day, it's great fun. And it's being able to bring people who've never done learning as adults into a learning environment, and often they start off with arts. It gives them that spark of encouragement, and then they actually end up going into doing IT, learn how to use a computer. So it's all interconnected, and it's fabulous. It's a really great thing to do.
And you can hear that in the way that you're saying, and you know, there's a sparkle in your eye, and you know, you're definitely, that's a lovely thing to hear. It really is. How do people get involved?
Well, what they can do is they can actually give us a call here at the Adult Education Centre. We're also on Facebook. We have a website page, which is Isle of Wight Community Learning.ac.uk. We've got all the details on there. We also have information at libraries across the island, and also sent out to schools as well, because we do work with younger people when it's allowed. Mainly we're over 19s, but we also do family learning as well. So
brilliant.
It's great fun.
Hey, Claire, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
And you. Thank you very much, Ian.
This is Vectis Radio on location at the Adult Community Learning Centre in Westridge, Brading Road in Ryde. Now, I've been chatting to a lot of people that work behind the scenes, but I'm now going to talk to a provider, and it's going to be an interesting conversation, because my thoughts of learning generally is, you know, maths, English, science, those kind of things. But now we're going to sort of turn it around, turn it on its head. One of the providers is Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hello, I'm from the New Carnival Company. We're based over in Ryde.
So you don't think adult learning is going to be, you know, what you've just said? It's, you know, it's kind of working with carnivals, but hey, carnivals are massive.
Yep, so it's a big sector. We do the Mardi Gras parade annually in Ryde at the end of June, involving about 35 schools and community groups.
Wow, 35 schools, that's a lot of kids.
Yep, there's a good few thousand.
And it is big and it is colourful and lots of people talk about it, so it's a good positive vibe.
Yeah, yeah, we like to get all the community involved, and we think carnival's for everyone, so it's open to all. So no matter what your ability or your age, you can all get involved.
So what can we learn?
We can learn all sorts of things, really. We do sort of costume making. We do other events as well. So we usually do sort of winter event, and this year we're doing an autumn event, which is Crossing the Bar, which is based on celebrating the island's coastal footpath. And we've got about 6 to 10 locations earmarked, and we're going to do guided walks, a longer one and a shorter one. So if you've got children on buggies and stuff, the shorter one might be more ideal. And we're going to put art installations or dances in at a certain point, and we're going to get the local school involved doing flag making workshops.
Wow, you must have a team of people with you know, because when it comes down to, you know, making stuff, you've got to be experts, haven't you? So I'm guessing you've got a good team around you.
Yes, yeah. We've got a very experienced team. So we've got myself and Gina, who are like the creative carnival makers, and then we've got Katie, who's more dance and theatre trained. So together we kind of got all the necessary skills to put on a kind of performance or event.
So talk us through a session, and I'm guessing there must be a variety of them.
Yes, we're going to do, so for the upcoming one, we've got wire and silk painted sun catchers. So these are going to be kind of wire framed with silk over the top. They're probably going to go near St. Catherine's Lighthouse, and the course is going to be a 4-week course in Knighton. So to begin, it would be a bit finding out, having a look at what you might do, designing something based on the local landscape, seascape. And then it will be covering it, painting it. But we usually, it's not a massive group, it's probably about sort of 10 to 15 people.
What do we do to get involved?
You can look on our website or our Facebook page. We always put the posters out. If you can contact us, if you want to join the course, you can contact us. So this next one is on Wednesdays at 10:30 to 1 p.m. in Knighton Village Hall, and it's Wednesday 22nd, 29th of September, 6th and 13th of October. We've got a dance one as well, which Katie is doing over in Benbridge, and this is leading to a performance that will be on the beach, probably at Benbridge or St Helens, and the group's going to kind of create their own dance and then perform it as part of the Crossing the Bar event, which is on the 15th, 16th, 17th of October, the beginning of the half term weeks.
Wow, you look like you enjoy your job.
Yes, yeah, I do, yeah. I've got a wonderful job.
Well, it must be really rewarding seeing people come in and they might be a bit grumpy and a bit down on their luck and quiet. And then what happens?
Yeah, they usually, we like to kind of build people's confidence and their skills. So usually, even if they're a bit reluctant to start with, and like quite a lot of creative people are a bit shy and don't really want to perform or be involved. But actually, by the time they've sort of made the thing and put it all together, then they actually are quite keen to see where it goes and maybe put it up and then maybe help out at the event as well.
Do you know what? Your eyes lit up then when you were telling us. what's lovely, I mean, we're a radio station, as you know, and we say we build confidence and communication using the four main ingredients of radio. How would you sum up what you do?
I think we like to sort of engage our local communities. We like to use themes that are sort of pertinent to the local community. So we might use a history element or a cultural element that's relevant to the people that live there. And we like to think that, you know, if you've done something that's involved in you'll be kind of proud of what you've done. You'll want to display it, and it sort of
brilliant.
helps overall.
And let's be honest, I mean, you know, we've all attended a carnival, and the Isle of Wight is like the centre of excellence when it comes down to carnivals. So you've got the oldest carnival still?
Yes, Ryde is one of the oldest in the country. We've recently done a bit for Ryde Carnival Week, which was the end of the summer holidays last week. So we were involved in putting a performance together. We've done a history project, which was a rather bewildering spectacle, and that's all about island carnival memories, basically. So we've been interviewing people about, you know, Ventnor Carnival and Ryde Carnival and cows and Yarmouth and things they did, floats they made.
Wow. We were talking off air, and I asked you how the last 18 months have been, and you were quite positive and upbeat about it.
Yeah, well, we've actually been quite busy because we're a national portfolio organisation from the Arts Council funded, so really we felt that we should be kind of proactive in keeping things going and trying to support people that, you know, carnival, even local carnivals can't go ahead. We want to make sure that when they do get back on, that they're fully supported and still got lots of appetite for it.
Brilliant. Hey, look, thanks for taking some time out in your busy schedule. And I really hope the next few projects and the projects beyond that as well are really, really successful, which I'm sure they will be.
Thank you.
This is Vectis Radio on location at the Adult Community Learning Centre in Westridge, Brading Road in Ryde. Now, I'm at the Adult Learning Centre, and I've been talking to all the staff, and we have met a couple of providers, and we're going to meet another one now. We've got Mark. Mark, tell us what you do.
I'm from MC Enhancement, and we look at training and development, personal development, and supporting people through outdoor activities. in the local community, and working with school groups, taking them out on residential and activities across the island when they come down from London and all across the south of England.
Sounds like a rewarding job, and it sounds like if you really like the outdoors, you're going to love your work.
Yeah, this is the beauty of this one. I do enjoy it. It's not an add-on or sort of over-the-top work. I really enjoy it, and that makes a huge difference because you're doing something which you enjoy, and the time goes really quickly, and it's great fun, yeah.
Now, I've been talking to one or two people that obviously do things in the classroom. I'm guessing you don't.
Well, this is a blended approach. So this new programme called Green Time has partly is in the classroom, working through a little book and doing some team working exercises and some one-to-one discussions. And then the other part of the program is using the outdoors, where we'll be walking and exploring the countryside. We're having discussions and chat about what is a healthy lifestyle, what's the elements of it, how you can use the outdoors and the benefits of the outdoors, what it brings to your health and well-being and emotional well-being. And then the third day is, yes, we're back indoors, but we're working in an informal way where we'll be sharing and working with the Equals team from the Isle of Wight. A group of ladies are going to come with their wonderful knowledge about Asian food and Philippine cooking and food, and they're going to share cultural food and cooking in a healthy way with us as well. But that's a nice practical session. So I've got three ways of learning in three different, totally different styles. So it's blending the indoors and the outdoors on the island here.
How brilliant is that? Because let's be honest, you can't always get outdoors if the weather's really atrocious. So
no, you can't. But as I say, the weather hopefully will be reasonable for us. We don't want it too hot. We don't want it raining. We just want it just right, so we can walk and explore the outdoors and have a good time. And then come back indoors as well if we need to on the other 2 days.
Is it mainly young people that you're working with? What's the sort of age group?
But this program is available for anybody who's 19 plus with no upper age limit. People can come from across the community. So some people may be referred to us from the job centre because they want to have a look at their skills, their abilities or self-confidence because they're going into work. It may be that some people come from the work because they want to develop some of their workability skills. It could be somebody who just wants to build their self-confidence, be out with people in a small group learning. It can be also people who are retired, maybe looking to do some voluntary work or pass their time positively and use their time positively in retirement. So a whole batch, really. But we do have the beauty, again, that if there's a particular group with a particular interest and a particular age, then we can shape it nicely, easy around there. So, for example, you may be interested in gardening, so a group of gardeners may come along and learn about the culture and the cooking and then teach us more about the garden side of it. So open to anybody. Everybody is welcome.
How interesting is it to have so many different ages together? I would imagine that's a fascinating thing, isn't it?
I've done some programs in the past, one particular in Portsmouth, where we called it Generations, and we brought two generations together. It was young people who were aged 90 to 25 who were homeless and living in the Portsmouth foyer, and they went out and around the community homes in the local community in Portsmouth, and they spent 2 or 3 days over about 6 months with the elder generation, and it was fascinating to see them playing the old games, the new games, teaching them on the mobile phones. The stories they were telling of the elder generation to the younger ones were really inspiring, especially at those time when they were having more challenges within life. So bringing two generations together was, yeah, that was something special, which we'll never forget. I would love to repeat again somewhere. There was no the age disappeared. There was no barriers whatsoever. Both got on really well with one another and really enjoyed it. It was a positive time in programme.
So how do we get involved in this positive programme?
Well, for Green Time, you can get involved. You telephone the adult community and just sign up. And their telephone number is 01983 817280. And you can just sign up for the October programme. And then we'll be running it again in April of next year and in June of next year. But also you can just contact them if you'd like a bespoke programme put together for your own particular group or interest, or if you'd like our team to come out and run a programme one-to-one, we can do that as well.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Mark. Lovely. And I hope that the days that you're in the classroom, it rains.
Yes.
And when you're out of the classroom, the sun comes
just
out.
Just a little bit of sunshine. It'll be brilliant. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.